All right, so we're back. This is episode 20 of the Contractor Compass. Today, so I was actually just talking to the guys. We've got Tom on the road here today. So you guys hear a little bit of background noise every now and then. That's what it is. Tom is always moving and grooving. So he's joining us from the road today. But if you looked at the topic, I was just telling the guys, I figured I'd rather explain it. I picked the topic for today, and I think I titled it something along the lines of not everybody should own a home service company or a home service business. And the reason I picked that is because I was just in a meeting with my account managers, and they were talking about common issues that we have with clients, and certain clients are dealing with different stuff. And one of my best account managers, was getting pretty frustrated, running into these problems with some of her accounts, where some of them had a bad booking rate, ton of leads, terrible booking rate, right? Some of them had great booking rate, terrible close rate, or some of them, we genuinely didn't know what was going on because they didn't move anything around in the pipeline. They had no organization, right? So we got into this conversation about just laziness and people, you know, kind of coming to having to come to Jesus meeting with some of these owners about if you're going to run the business and you don't want to do certain things,
yeah,
right. I don't want to call my leads more than twice.
Yeah.
Right. Or like, then my automatic response to that is, okay, you're an idiot. You don't know how to run a business, right? You don't know how to set appointments. You don't know how to sell. You don't have a process. You want for Susie to call you that says, hey, you worked with Janice, please come take my $10,000 and put a new system in my house. That's what you want. That's all you want. Right. You're not going to grow a company like that. And it just pisses me off, and it's hard to listen to, especially when my team is struggling with it. Cause it's like, you know, they're obviously maybe a little bit nicer than me talking to people. And it kind of makes me think, you know, hey, dude, you're not cut out for it. It's not for you.
Yeah.
Right. Stay where you're at. Right. You don't want to grow. You don't want to, if you're looking to generate leads, but you don't want to actually have a process to set appointments and make sales. You're just stay there. Don't hire us. Don't try and do more. You're not meant to be a business owner. You're meant to be a wrench turner.
Yeah. Right? That's one of the, I got to tell you, man, I mean, as a consultant, getting brought into most people's companies, I'd say 80% of the challenge that I face is exactly that, which is, hey man, how do we get to the next step? And then you're starting to look at systems and processes, and their ideology is, well, I'm not gonna, you know, stay up to the par. I'm not gonna stay on top of it. I'm not gonna do the follow-up to ensure that systems and processes are executed. I'm not going to really, you know, I'm going to take a full step back, not require, you know, much from, like, they avoid confrontation to the max, meaning they don't like to have those hard conversations with their own people. Like, hey, I need you to produce and I need you to do this. Here's the numbers. And then on the flip side, you can just go to the basics, and they really don't even understand the basics of it. And then they don't want to educate themselves. So it's I always called it the get rich quick mentality.
Yep.
It's everybody wants to make a lot of money, but not a lot of people want to put the work and the effort in to get there. And what they do is they think in their mind, hey, I'm going to either sub everything out, or I'm going to go ahead and just hire people that know how to run my business for me, but I'm going to collect all the profits. You may get lucky and get a good office manager in there that can do it. A lot of times you're going to get somebody in there like myself, who's running your entire business for you, but there's going to come that come to Jesus meeting conversation with that individual that says, hey man, you got me wearing way too many hats for too little money. Like, I can't, even at $200,000 a year, you can't pay somebody $200,000 a year and expect them to run your entire business while you just step away.
Yeah.
And because at the end of the day, that person has taken all the negative and doesn't have any of the positive. Right. Yeah. So I can promise you, a human being is going to come down, to that point where they're going to have that conversation and say, yeah, I'm just stretched too thin.
Correct.
I got to deal with all the arguing, the fighting, the dramas, the marketing, getting the system process, the stress of making sure we hit our numbers. And then you got old Bob, who owns a business, and he's out on vacation every other month, and he's taken off doing his thing, and yet he gets 100% of the profits. So you got to, as a business owner, if you're not in a position to grind it out 7 days a week, and I mean that, seven days a week, be available 24 hours a day for your team and show that you can put that sweat in. I don't care if you've been doing it 30 years. If you're not at where you need to be, you still need to be grinding it out. Until you can get that team, you show you get in there, then you get that full team in place. And yes, then there's a point where you can take a step back because you've put that legwork in to get that team in there.
Correct.
But don't hire people expecting them to run your whole business.
Yeah, 100%. We had an exact line that we were talking about the meeting right before our podcast here with the account managers. The one of them, she said that a client said, well, and this is common. Well, I called them. I left the voicemail. If they really wanted it, they'd call me back. You're selling them something.
Yeah.
They're not selling you something. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's that TikTok mentality, man. That's what I call it.
Shit, man.
Yeah. It's this entitlement mentality where people see on TikTok where it's like, hey, my services aren't cheap, you know, and, you know, I'm worth every penny that I am. And if nobody wants to move forward with me, then, you know, they can, you know, pretty much go to hell, right?
Yeah.
And that's really, when I go into companies, I don't encourage that behavior. But if you're a business owner and you're grinding it out, man, it's going to be very easy for you very quickly if you just got a little bit of work ethic to outshine all your competitors. So,
yeah,
I'm there for sure. I mean, you'll see that quite often. But, yeah, biggest thing is, man, systems, processes, they don't want to implement them or, you know, they want to hire somebody on the cheap to get them in there to do it. Yeah. And, you know, the main thing is money. They don't want to pay the money, which is where it's at right now. To just live comfortably, you got to make $140,000 a year.
Yeah.
So if you have anybody in management making under $140,000, you think $125,000 is a lot of money today? It's not. You need to reevaluate and say, hey, I'm willing to take a hit and trust this person, work side by side with them, not disappear, and then build your business with someone. And then offer them a severance, offer them a profit share. You got to get. Nobody's going to give you all their tips and tricks, you know, for base salary where you can end their term at any point in time and you're left with all the goodies and they're left with absolutely nothing, you know? So you gotta be conscious about that as a business owner.
Yeah. And it's an interesting, I mean, dude, it's a hard on the marketing side. I can't even tell you sometimes how difficult it is because it's, we always look, and especially me as the owner, I always look back at us internally. Like, what can we do more of? Right? And that's hard because it's like, there's a certain point where, dude, I can't do anymore for you.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Like, I can generate the leads. We can make the videos. We can make the ads. We can call the leads. We can have AI call the leads. We can follow up nurture sequences. We can move the damn things in the platform for you. We're going the extra mile.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like, we can't. At a certain point, you have to do something. And there's so many variables involved as well, you know, between, you know, the market and the seasonality and setting the appointment and selling the service when you get in the door. And it's like there's so many different variables to go to. It's tough as on my end, you know, to look back and say, okay, what can we do better? Like, and I wanted to avoid this like the plague, but recently we've kind of started creating like a top 5% SOP like coaching system.
Yeah.
Where when they come in, we like say, hey, this is what the top 5% of our clients do. This is what you need to do. And if we don't see you doing it, right, we can go back and we can look at the same document that we showed you in the beginning of this whole process. Exactly. Are you doing these things? No. Okay, then figure it out.
Yeah, that's it.
Or cancel with us and move on.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you get, you know, it's, you know, like I said, this is a perfect topic for the conversation I was just having because it's frustrating for my team too. And you get into different, there's so many pitfalls, right? You get into different situations where like, oh, our CSR is the best person in the world. Like they come in and like, the best CSR you've ever seen in your life. She's got an 80% book rate, right? And then we start sending leads that direction and her book rate's 15%.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, no, she's actually pretty terrible.
Welcome to AI world. That's why AI is taking over in this space so quickly.
Correct. Or it's like, You know, you can get tied in. And this is for the business owners listening to this. Be conscious if this is you, or let's say your wife or your sister is in the office.
That's the big one right there.
Holy cow. We got something like that going on right now where the family member won't even call within the portal. We can't even see the calls. None of them are recorded. We don't know what's happening. And the owner thinks she's the best thing since sliced bread. And it's like, dude, I don't know how to tell you this, but she's not.
Sir, it's not working.
Good God. Anyway.
Yeah.
Jason, what do you see to overcome things like that? I mean.
Yeah, man. So it's a great question. So here was my I don't want to say my downfall, but here was my lesson I learned at an early stage doing consulting. I'm not going to lie, man. What you're talking about is typically everything I ran into. And the reason why they call it, right? They feel like they're at a standstill. They're like, hey, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. And you want to walk in and say, okay, then you should not own this business.
Yep.
And I get it. You know, you're either the son or someone who got handed this job, or I don't see it a lot with first generation. A lot of times that was a person who was turning the wrench, was out there, started small, got out together, and then just started to grow. And they're like, hey, I don't understand KPIs. That's absolutely fine. You don't need to be a numbers guy on that. But if you know how to get the boots to the ground, and then be able to say, hey, you know, because then they got passion behind their business because they're building it, right? Correct. So to an extent, not all of them. But really what I did, so 80% you walk in, I don't know what I'm doing. I've pretty much had a silver spoon in my mouth my whole life. My daddy owned the company. He handed it right to me. I didn't have to really do nothing. And when I run into those situations, my biggest pitfall was, I got you. And I took it all over. And it was literally the entire business I would take over. And I would run 3 clients at once and do this for three companies in a row. So I'm not no Superman. I'm not no boy genius. The thing is all you gotta do is just sit down. If I can run 3 companies and do every aspect of that company, you can literally sit down and run your own company. It's not that tough.
Yeah.
So all you do is you segment it out. And how I had to handle it was because I did with my first client is when the minute my contract was up, I checked back in with them 3 months later and everything had went right back to what it was before I got there. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, yeah, none of that works, you know, kind of your situation. It didn't work for us the minute you left. None of the guys wanted to sell no more. Our office staff no longer followed up on their calls. And I'm like, holy crap, here's the problem, guys. The systems and processes were in place. You didn't continue to oversee that and execute and follow up, right? You got to stay with the behavior, and because everybody's going to go back to their comfort zone of where they were before. So it's what I started to heavily focus on was changing behavior and really just focus on the behavior opposed to the systems and the processes, and identify the people who are good with adapting to change. And when I couldn't figure, if I started to see that these people couldn't adapt to change, like you'd get the smile and the nods always in the beginning, but then it's the people that you would say, okay, listen, what I need you to do for the next week is X, Y, and Z. Like, I need you to call these leads and I need you to follow up on them. I need an AM and a PM attempt for 1, 3, 5, and 7. And then when you're all done doing that, I need you to go through this whole call list and I need you to go through and at least touch each one of these and then leave the task. Come back on Friday and see if they had the initiative to do it and they could comprehend and put the dots together of why this is important.
Yep.
Then you can identify the people that could do it. And the minute they couldn't follow up on something like that at all, that's when I immediately would go to the business owner and say, we got a problem, right? And that's just on the call side. Same thing with the technician. Here's your system. Here's your process. I'm going to show you how to do it. You're going to do it in front of me. I know you have it down. I need you to do it for the next 3 customers and I'm going to monitor your file and I'll monitor their file. And if that wasn't there on that file, I'd bring them into a meeting, sit them down with the owner of the company and I'd say, okay, this is where we were. This is what I showed you. We need you to continue to execute.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to the business owner, man, it's really sitting down with them. And I took my last 3 months of my contract and I handed it all over to them and I just monitored from there. And that's what I would do. And I'd say, okay, all systems and processes, you guys have it all. And I just pretty much stand there, not intervene, not do it, and just have them do the whole process and make sure that they had success, because now you're creating the behavior inside the leadership team. Yeah. And that's what you really need to do. So again, long answer to that question, but it's ensuring that you create the behavior.
Correct. And that, but like, long answer, but that's what's needed. And that's what's tough too, from like the marketing standpoint, is we can't do that. Right. Because when the owner hears, and like, I will say my account managers have gotten better. You know, one of them, she's like, yeah, you know, I had a conversation with so-and-so and I told him that, you know, hey, your CSR just might not be the guy.
Yeah.
Right? Like you might have to find somebody else. But it's tough because when a business owner hears that too, right? We're still the marketing team. We're not best friends. Right. And, somehow in this day and age, you know, no matter what they're spending on marketing monthly, they'll find a way in their mind to make it be a lot of money. You know, and that's fine, but the way that they're internalizing it is like, okay, you know, the marketing team's telling me this, that the sales team doesn't do this, and the sales team is telling me that the marketing team doesn't do this, right? And it's like, well, you know, it's hard to, you have a really, really strong relationship as an account manager on the marketing side for a business owner to take you seriously when you tell them that, hey, your team kind of sucks, right? You need to introduce some different systems, because we can't go in and watch what people do and what people don't do. And I mean, we can see it on our side and we can relay it, but to that, you know, to some clients, that's just, oh, the marketing team is trying to cover their ass because nobody answers the leads.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's nobody calls the leads, dude.
Right. That's it. And it's benchmarks, right? So one big thing that people, and I notice a lot of business owners respond well to, is numbers, right? And it's facts. So hey, this ain't my personal opinion. This is where your competitors are at. Yep. And here's the numbers. Like, I need to see that we have a 70% conversion rate, minimum 50% conversion rate on this side. So if I don't have at least 100 phone calls in a day, and then I just start giving them metrics. I need 100 phone calls in a day. I need to have at least a minimum of 55% conversion rate. And then I need to have at least for talk time, X amount of minutes throughout the day, right? And just giving them benchmarks and saying, just take the, now you're taking the thinking out of it for them. Yeah. I need you to check in tomorrow and I need you to do this, right? Yeah. And then I need you to start listening to phone calls. And then you can get advanced. Advanced is listening to tonality, fluctuation in voice, you know, personality, you know, things like that on the phone. Are you asking the right questions? Trying to script them out, making sure they're scripted. I mean, things like that you can do. And that's more the advanced stage. But if you just are trying to figure out how to get conversions out your people, it's literally just making the attempts. If you make enough phone calls and you got a little bit of uppity in your voice and you don't sound like your dog just died every time on the phone, you're going to be able to convert. And that's really the biggest challenge is, but you got to follow up. There's time in it, right? You got to dig into this account. You got to look to see if, you know, Miss Betty Smith on the phone is doing her aim and peeing attempts. So you'll never create that behavior.
Not to interrupt you, but when we're sitting here thinking about this, I'm actually going to have my account management team listen to this podcast when we're done, because a lot of stuff that you said is perfect, because it's coming from somebody else's mouth and mine.
Mm-hmm. And that always helps too, even if you're a business owner, right? So you got one person preaching it all day long, and I say this in my business all the time. I say, man, I'm harping on you guys all the time. I need somebody else to step in and be my second voice to just back me up on the same exact thing, right? And it's them saying the same damn thing I've been saying, but they're like, oh, okay, maybe he's not just being a dick about this.
Yeah. And it's hard it's funny too, because like for a lot of those guys that are like, oh, I don't want to call him, or it's not going to make a difference, or blah, 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 blah. Right. So they never see the result of actually doing it. Yeah. And, you know, so they maybe don't do it, but it's funny to see the guys that when they do start putting that extra bit in and they get those conversions, it's like a light bulb. Oh, wow. Like it really is a numbers game. Yeah, it is,
man. And I'm not going to be the first person to try to promote AI just yet, because I still want the human element in it for sure. So, but I am going to say we do have AI and we dabbled with it because you have to, when you're starting to come into an industry and things are changing. I'll just put it to you this way. The first month we introduced a MPL AI system, we went from, an individual that was a little bit struggling at about 45-50% conversion to bumping up to 66% conversion just with the AI system.
Yeah.
And if you average out the AI system, it comes out to about $15 per hour. So I hate saying this, but we literally just hired a CSR at $15 an hour that is working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Yep. And its conversion rate is 66%. And I'm like, I mean, you really, at the end of the day, you start to look and you say, and this, I know this isn't that type of podcast, but for somebody like in your boat, like that's like the perfect pairing tool with the marketing. Hey, here's the marketing, and I'm going to take the thinking and the frustration out of this, and I'm already going to back this up and pair it and say, hey, if you want to buy this package, you're going to want to get it teamed up with this AI software. And because I'm going to provide you good leads.
Yeah.
But if you don't have somebody that convert them, you just like ServiceTitan is a phenomenal software. But if you don't implement the systems and processes correctly, it's a very expensive paperweight. And then and I've seen companies I walked in, which they're like, oh, it's junk. I'm like, oh my gosh, you'll be the first person to ever say ServiceTitan is junk because it's one of the best softwares to use. You're just not using it correctly. And then people will come in, they'll take and you and I have had this conversation. People take your service and your leads and say, hey, it's not working for us. No, it's working for you. It's just you're not implementing the correct systems and processes to make sure this is executed correctly. So here's this other pair up thing with it. But that's what I'd say on that. Added value to that package of what you guys have on the AI side.
Yeah, so. Correct. Yeah, so it's funny. As much as I'm not here, as we're not here to get on and tell you to quit your business, you know, business owners that are listening, just make sure you're conscious, you know, right? Of like what you're doing, what you're not doing. You know, a good way to, my opinion, just talking about like solving, you know, things, problems like this in your company, even if you don't see them, go around bigger people, bigger companies.
Yeah. That's it.
You know,
exposure.
And because it's going to make you uncomfortable to see all the things that they're doing that you're not.
Yeah.
Like it's going to make you feel pretty shitty. You're going to be like, fuck, I'm not doing any of that. That's right. I'm actually experiencing that right now. I just recently joined a group of sorts, I guess, if you will, pretty difficult to get into. And we joined it and there's a lot of guys in there that are doing more than us. And it's you know, and that makes, and I actually just told my wife yesterday, I was like today I was looking at the chat and what guys were talking about and things that they're doing. And some of it's not applicable, but some of it is. And I'm like, dude, that's like, I get this like kind of not, but wow, God, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How could I do that better? Or how'd they get there? How do they get there?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you got to have those conversations with yourself if you're really trying to, you know, if you're beating the pavement and you're making a few hundred grand a month or you're doing whatever, a few hundred grand a year or whatever it is, right? And you're feeling slick shit, you feel good about yourself and you're whatever, do it. Cool. Be that guy, right? Forever, stay there. Right. But that and like the level of an actual CEO is very, 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 very different.
But if you're the owner that's screaming at your employees, frustrated, staying up at night, trying to figure out why this isn't working for you, but yet you wake up the next day and you do the same, like what's the oldest saying in the book, right?
That definition of insanity right there.
Yeah. Doing the same thing. Right. So don't wake up the next day expecting people to fix your problems. You're going to have to, I don't care how much it sinks your stomach to say, you know what? I'm going to have to go run this call. Yeah. I'm going to have to go out to this house. I'm going to have to sit on the phone and take these calls myself and see where this miss is happening.
Yep.
You have to get, you're never above that. And the day you think you're above it, I've seen owners of $250 million companies sit down in the seat and take phone calls. I've seen them ride out their technician. You want to see a technician sweat? You have an owner that they've never seen before comes in the car with them. And golly, that was the best part of my day was seeing that stuff. And it wasn't me. So it's a no thing, but they do these things where they peer up and what they do is they did this buddy system and you literally have the owner of the company buddying up with just a entry level technician.
Yep.
And he's like, dude, I'm going to be your mentor for the next 6 months. And things like that inside of your company go a long, long ways.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you are number one, just watch your health. Because I've seen this tear families apart. I've seen families get divorced.
Yeah.
If you're at that point, then man, I promise you, find that simple happiness and just put it to the side for now. You're not failing, right? Reprogram yourself, reset yourself, go back out. And I've seen a guy do this. Go back out in the field, work for another company, try to learn something, try to go work for a bigger company that is doing all those things, right? And then try to recalibrate and come back and start implementing a little bit of that back into your own business if you want to get back into it.
Yep.
But you have to be willing to do boots on the ground from time to time if you need to fix some problems.
Definitely. Yeah, without a doubt. It's with anything, whether it's your numbers or your systems or your employees or anything. Ignorance is not bliss in business.
That's it, man. That is that.
Gotta know.
I tell you what, Tom disappeared pretty quick, though.
Yeah, he did. I know. Yeah, for anybody that's not watching the live, that's just listening to this and been wondering where Tom went. Tom, for a while there, we were looking at Tom.
Right.
And because he was trying to figure out how to hear the – if anybody knows Tom or have seen him on previous podcasts, he's not the most techie guy.
Right.
He's the only one on the podcast that'll have his phone ring in his office while he's on the podcast.
Right.
And it's like a phone from 1930. It goes – ring.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I thought you were going to say, if anybody knows where Tom is, let us know.
And he wraps the cord around his hand and he sits
there. Yeah, that's it. It's like the old school Wolf of Wall Street for him.
It's been hilarious, though. He did. I watched him struggle with it. When we first started, he was like sitting there, and then he had it up to his ear. And then
right. I can't hear this thing.
So funny,
dude. Oh, you got to get it to go through the speakers, bud. You'll be all right.
When he called me before we jumped on you today, he's like, I'm going to join through my phone. And I'm like, yeah, you bet. Like, if you can't make it, like, that's fine. He goes, oh, I'll be there. I'm like,
you got it. Yeah, man, we'll give him an A for effort on that one, though.
I would say his video quality was better on his phone. So
yeah, it was too, man. It was honestly, the mic volume was better too.
It was.
He's always good.
He's got his mic, but I don't know if it's always so far away from him.
Right, that's it. Yeah, and the acoustics.
Fly out there, take a trip out there just to get him rigged up.
Set up the audio. Yeah. Oh, man, that's too funny. Okay. But yeah, man, I mean, I think definitely hands down for business owners. I love going out, sitting with business owners and talking to them. Like I said, I'm always game. I have people message me all the time like, hey, I got this guy. And I'm like, I can't take on any clients right now, but I'll take a phone call. I'll sit in meetings like this. I don't charge anybody any money. Yeah. I don't need to be doing it all day, every day. But at the end of the day, I know that feeling. I've sat with so many business owners and I know that feeling to where they're on they're contemplating, here's the deal. I hate driving down the street. This bugs me and I might be weird about this, but I'll drive down the street and I'll see a business that used to exist and the windows are boarded up and it's all shut down. And in my mind, I go right back to the first day they opened that business, how excited that family was. Yeah. Everybody's so excited. They had dreams ahead of them, right? They had everything planned out and mapped, you know. I know everybody thinks they're going to be super rich right when they start a business, right? You know, they got all these goals and then it all crumbled down and something went wrong. And I hate that feeling seeing that. So I'm always at a point where if you're a business owner and I can help you, I'm not going to sit there and try to get you from – now, if you're like, hey, man, can you come out and start doing X, Y, and Z? Then I'll say, hey, this is what I charge for services. But if you just need to get on the right track and try to figure out what to do – number one, these podcasts are great to start with.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much what I'm going to do is just tell you the same information I'm telling you here. You got to implement some steps and strategies.
So essentially, if you're listening, what he's saying is if you're one of the 760 listeners of this podcast, go ahead and call Jason at 952. Right.
My wife would be like, can that stop? Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. Yeah. So yeah, but it's one of the things, man. Everybody has dreams and goals and if we can all come together and help each other out, it's always
correct. Better. Yeah. So. Yeah. Get uncomfortable. Understand where you're at. Understand what you can't do.
Yeah. That's it. That's key.
We're all going to hit a point where you can't do something. And if you're getting frustrated with yourself, oh, I can't make these calls or God, I'm not making these calls. Like you're going to know if you're being slack and being lazy ass.
Yeah.
Right. And you need to come to, there's a book called Who Not How. And I recommend you read it and find somebody to do that.
Because you got to think, though, in our industry, so there's some things people are limited by, right? But making a phone call is not one of them. You know, riding out with your technician, doing the actual work is not one of them. Correct. If you're saying like, hey, accounting and QuickBooks and stuff like that, okay, yeah, that might be one of them to where you might need to get a little bit of training on. We're not saying that. We're saying just the fundamentals of your business to succeed. You don't need none of that jazz. I've seen, you know, older generations do it off of pencil and paper and a matchbook. And be successful. So we're not talking about the technology side or the technical side and saying, well, I have limitations. I can't X, I can't Z. That's not what we're saying. You can absolutely jump on the phone and figure out where the miss is. You know, you can go out with your technician and see why they're not producing. I can promise you, you'll figure it out in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
The minute you ride out with them and you see what they're doing in front of a customer.
Correct. Sometimes you just got to do it. As easy it is to sit and look at the numbers and cuss and get mad and whatever.
Yeah. It's all that. It's all that wasted energy on something that you could probably fix in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But yet you're going to lay awake for a whole year, stressing out, have a damn heart attack, probably got a couple hemorrhoids coming. And I mean, at that point, you might as well just ride out with something and figure it out.
Correct. So. And 9 times out of 10, I think we all know here that it's mostly because you're scared of what you're going to find. So just do it.
Yeah. That's a good point, man. Yeah. The fear of failure, right?
Correct. Yeah. So. 100%. Awesome. Well, we can wrap this one up, Jason. This is, don't know if you saw, but God, we're top 5% now. This is episode 20. Look at us.
That's it. Look, man, we're not giving up. We're staying consistent.
Hell yeah. So with that being said, Jason, I am going to throw a different calendar on, or not a different calendar. I'm going to use a calendar that we have. We'll get some guests lined up here. I know I know with the summertime, we've all been a little crazy. So we've taken some attention off it. But we'll get some lined up. I know Tom's got a couple of people in mind. I can probably get a few guys on and
perfect.
We'll mix it up a little bit, get some different conversations going. But I think this was a good one.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. We will see you next time.